Thing said, we can discount people's emotions, but you disregard all major recommendations from the chapters. For all of you, do you think this behaviour is beneficial for our movement? The second one is, many of our user community chapters' questions and suggestions have been largely ignored, so why did you ask for input? It's a very, very basic question.
Being on the board, I think that you are also on the board and you meet your members and your members come to you and everyone wants something else. So you must disappoint someone.
Yeah, and I would disagree with the fact that we ignored almost all community input. I think most of our opinions were formed by community input. A lot of people spoke to us privately, gave us their opinions. We had a big session in Paris. But we didn't ignore all that. We had a huge, huge discussion on all of that, and we implemented a lot of the things we heard from different people. Just because we didn't get to the ultimate result, which apparently everyone wanted, which I don't think is true, doesn't mean we ignored all the input. I think we used most of it, if not all.
The mic will continue to move down. I guess there's a couple things. One is look at all the things that we did do based on input from people in the movement, the chapters. I don't think the FTC was spontaneously, came up in a trustee meeting. I think there was a lot of input that was talking about decentralization outside of funds dissemination committee. But I mean, the idea that another group that is representative of all the volunteers is going to allocate, make recommendations and allocate the money, and the intent of those is that those recommendations in the vast majority of cases will be followed. I mean, that is something that we collected input on and agreed with and are wholeheartedly behind, and that's a big change from how things work today, right? I mean, there's no structure like that in our movement today. It's going to be really hard to do, but we are committed to put our shoulder behind it, to have the foundation work to make it work, and to spend our time as a board on it. There are a lot of things in those in the funds dissemination that came from input. One thing I don't like is when being characterized as ignoring input when just because we disagree. And that doesn't actually feel very Wikipedian. I'm newer to the Wikipedian movement, but that being characterized just because I disagree with you that I've ignored you.
Ignoring thousands.
Millions.
What's that?
We're ignoring thousands. Pardon me.
Okay.
So I just want to talk a bit about the technical process that we went through to write these resolutions. We took some things from Meta. We did not take everything. We took some things from Sue's recommendations. We did not take everything. We took some things from our own viewpoints and recommendations to each other. We did not take everything by a long shot. We did, as a technical point of process, go through Sue's recommendations, thought about them, had a meeting on IRC, had some discussion on our list. There were suggestions brought up there. Those were made in the resolutions. And then we went through this week, last night, or the night before, and spent, 5 hours going through and incorporating changes from Meta, wording changes, in some cases, substance changes. You will notice that the resolutions are not actually what Sue wrote. That is why. And so, it is true that we did not incorporate everything. Those things were not ignored, however. And there's a difference, I think, there's a difference there because I think that we read and took everything seriously that was brought up.
Just add one point to that. There were a lot of great inputs and there were a lot of confusing inputs. And one of the things that Sue is extraordinarily good at, and which I admire greatly, which helps the foundation move, is in framing ideas and suggestions in a way that can be acted on. And I just like to remind people that anyone can suggest resolution text for the board to consider. And it's a lot easier to consider a specific action that can be taken than to consider a constellation of discussions that haven't been synthesized, where you're leaving all of the refactoring and the coordination of different parallel ideas up to someone else. There were certainly some great ideas that were raised, but that had problems with them, and the problems didn't get worked out in a way that we were able to act on. We talked about the fact, we talked a couple times in our meeting about the fact that allowing chapters to directly manage donor relationships is important, but we didn't have a specific thing that we could either consider for inclusion as a clause or that we could act on separately. So in our meeting, we said, yes, this is important. We have to resolve this at some point. It got pushed back. There certainly isn't going to be any specific decision that we can vote on and pass as a foundation directive in this meeting. If people have specific suggestions that they want to see the foundation implement, framing them that way and presenting them to us is a great way to do it.
Yes. I mean, I'll just say, when I say we went through, we do line by line editing of every resolution. 10 people in a room, you guys know how that works, right? It's time consuming and lengthy, and a lengthy process.
And it's not just that we spent time yesterday on walking all through those lines. It's also a process that took most of the time the board spent over the past 6 months, at least, even more. So we barely, it was more than 50% of the time we spent actually on that issue. And it's not only sitting together when we have actual board meetings, but also reading all the stuff you wrote, thank you again for that, and having conversations on our mailing list, having IRC conversations about that. And really, even though I, in the end, did not vote in favor of this resolution, I really appreciate that some board members, and some of them expressed it already here, came from a very different perspective and point of, and starting point of their thinking. And even the morning yesterday, we were still split without clear idea whether we will ever be able to come up with a solution for that. And seriously, all what you wrote and expressed over the past months was really, really helpful in getting where we actually ended. And again, it's a compromise. It's not that discussion and serious conversation about issues like fundraising, movements break apart over those, or tend to be break apart over those kind of issues, and I think we came up with a solution that actually prevents this movement from breaking apart and opens a huge window of opportunity for working together now over the next years on making this funds dissemination work and work out all those issues with donor relations and actually get some experience how those chapters that do not payment processing and those that do actually work with that situation, and then we will get back to it. But seriously, there was a huge movement within the board, a huge move and a huge shift from where everybody was at before. So yeah, just that we ignored you is just unfair.
Just Jamie? No, just one. So one of the things I talked about in my open remarks was about the culture around this decision, but also around how we interact with each other. And I hope that in the coming weeks and months, as we get into even more thorny issues with the FDC and so on, that everyone will be willing to step up and challenge a question that's phrased in that way as unhelpful. It's one thing to say, wow, I'm really disappointed, I think you made the wrong decision, here's what I think should have happened. That's a perfectly legitimate debate, and bring it hard. I mean, that's actually valid. What is not valid is to have a question that assumes insincerity, that why did you ignore us? Why did you even bother asking us? Because that puts us on the defensive. It makes, now we've got a relationship that's about do both parties care enough? Are people being moral? Are people being ethical? Let's challenge those assumptions. Let's just say, look, we're all trying really hard, and we won't all agree about everything, and that's fine. We can have a fight about the substance. That's absolutely fine. But let's try not to have questions and a tone in the conversation that leads to further strife and mistrust. I just think it's not helpful.
Thank you.